Welcome everybody to Self Storage Income, and we are talking housing. Now I know you're sitting here going, why are we talking housing? Because we're talking about storage, right? This is self-storage income. And here's the thing. Self-storage is driven so much by the housing market. It is driven by people moving. It is actually probably the largest indicator of whether or not that you will have demand. Roughly 43% of our tenants come from moving. So in order to understand our market, you have to understand the housing market and understand what's going on. It was this that actually led a lot of our belief structures. And when we started writing about the self-storage bubble and showing what was going on there and how we thought demand was going to fall, it wasn't due to investor demand or anything else. It was due to the end user having a high interest rate environment, if inflation was coming, and that would not make the housing market go away, or it wouldn't actually make the housing market like pop, but instead it would do something much worse, and that was stagnate. Because if people are moving, it's good for us. So even if the housing market is maybe down, but people are transacting and moving, that's good for us. If the housing market's up and people are transacting, that's even better for us because people have more money and they're willing to pay for more. But if it's stagnant, that means people don't need us, and that's bad. So when looking at the housing market, this is the main thing I want to touch on today in this episode. This will give us a good idea of demand coming for this year as well as the next. So the first thing that we need to understand when looking at housing and housing data is our views and our opinions on the overall housing market and how the overall housing market is remaining in such good shape given interest rates. The reason has to do with really housing starts. Now you have to realize that you can go back all the way to roughly the 80s prior to 83. So we're talking 82, 81 during that recession, all the way back to 79, that the United States had under a million housing starts consistently. The only other time happened in 91 during the recession, and that was only for 1 year, and then it popped right back up to over a million housing starts. So that is a million housing coming out of the ground. Now, as the United States population grew through the 80s and 90s, that obviously grew. It grew to well almost up to two million per year housing start. All right, what does that mean? We're talking inventory on the market, okay? Now, this overall inventory on the market, when we look at these houses, how much has been put out after 2008, housing starts went all the way down to 400,000. That had not happened since 82. But this is the important part. It went down below 600,000, which hadn't happened since 82, went below 400,000, which has not happened even since 68. Wild, staggering numbers. Then, to make it even crazier, it did not get to over a million housing starts until 2021. Prior to that, from 2000 and end of 7 all the way to 2021, the United States was under a million housing starts or housing units coming on the market per year. Once again, let's put that into perspective. The only other time that we had multiple years under a million housing starts was back in the early 80s. So we have gone through the largest stretch of housing units being underserved that we have seen, period, since the 60s. Now, that doesn't account for, once again, population. And that population obviously has dramatically increased since then. So for everybody wondering why houses are so expensive, it's not rocket science. That's why. A lot of people do not understand the sheer amount of houses that the United States not only needs, but then on the opposite side has not produced. It's millions and millions at this point, tens of millions of homes that the United States is short. Now, that is why when interest rates rose, housing starts did fall, but they fell back down to 800,000. But now in 2024, January 2024, it looks like it's approaching 1 million housing starts again. Once again, to put that into context, we need something like 2 million to even like break even. So we're still not even close to just meeting the individual annual demand, and we're short tens of millions of houses. So that's why we predicted that it would be, or we thought that it would be, stagnation. Why? Because even if interest rates went up, we were just so short of houses. Interest rates down low made housing prices explode in the United States and got us to the problem that we're in today. You solve the housing crisis by building more houses. You do not solve it through taxes. You do not solve it through giving people more money. None of that matters. If you make housing more affordable, more people will want it. And guess what will happen? Demand will rise. There's not enough supply. So that just means prices will go up. Interest rates go down to 3%. You think, oh, now I can afford a home. No, you won't be able to. Why? Because prices will skyrocket. There's not enough houses. That creates a huge problem for self-storage because we need people to be moving. Now, let's take a look at that. 2023 was one of the worst years in storage, and that had to do with not only housing starts, but sales, actual house sales. So over 2021, existing home sales really, really cratered. So in January of 2023, existing home sales hit under 250,000. Now, that is a major drop in existing home sales. We're talking about like all the way back down to 2008-09 levels. Prior to that, it was over 700,000. Then in 2021, it reached almost the height once again of prior to 2008. Now, that quickly then diminished and dropped back down to the lowest lows that we've seen in, once again, a decade, more than a decade. We're talking 15 years plus. So that housing start or that housing sells, along with not enough housing starts with high prices, unaffordability through interest rates, that killed that customer acquisition and demand for storage without having people move. Now, what do we understand and what does that mean? Interest rates, we do not believe are going to be solved anytime soon. And by solved, I mean come down. We do not believe this year we are going to get roughly hardly any rate relief outside a recession. Other than that, the rate relief that will come will be not anything that would dramatically affect the housing market in terms of how many people have access or can buy or, and sell houses. Now, with that said, the January numbers for 2024 are the home sales are higher than in 2023. Not by much, but it is. More homes were selling in January of 2024 than they were in January of 2023. That's important because January is the low of the market. Now, that means in spring, so from January in 2023 to June of 2023, it went from under 250,000 houses sold to over almost 450,000 houses sold, so almost doubled. So if we're taking that and applying that to June, then we know exactly when that'll happen. It's also interesting that the high and the low, guess when it happens? Till June. And guess when I say the busy season is? Till June. So that tracks what we're doing in storage very, very, very closely. And that's why the busy season is so important to us, because of all of that demand. If you are successful in storage, you have to understand demand. You have to understand your customers, why they are renting us and where to get them. Now, if you look at the housing market indexed and this 30-year average, if we're looking at home starts, one of the biggest things that we saw was in 2023, the really builder confidence level had dropped to super lows, really, really low. We saw housing starts really kind of go down from there. They were artificially high in 2020 to 2022. When I say artificially high, not artificially high, they were just much higher than we'd previously seen. And then it dropped back down to a baseline normal going all the way back to 2015. So housing starts and confidence, it may be picking up, but it's really slow. We're not seeing a boom. There's not going to be a glut of inventory placed on the market here. That's not going to happen. With that said, the Redfin's predictions for 2024 is higher than 2023 by quite a bit. So they're saying in 2023, they're saying third quarter, excuse me, in 2023, 4 million roughly house sold or houses sold. They're saying 2024 third quarter, they're already estimating that we will hit 4.3 million with fourth quarter in 2024, 4.5 million reaching 4.5 million. 2023 fourth quarter was 3.8 million. So they're expecting a trend upward and for homes to keep selling and rising, which is needed for our industry and storage. The fact of the matter is that there's such high demand that even 8% interest doesn't seem like it's going to stop this thing. 8% interest rates, 6 to 8%, you know, whatever they are at the given time, 30-year mortgage, who you're using for, what you're doing, but they're people had to slow down, but they've been saving money, they have money, and now they're going to start buying again. It is nothing like we've seen, obviously, because interest rates are 6 to 8%. But the point is, housing prices don't have to drop to entice those buyers in. That means housing prices at today, we still are going to see a pickup because people are adjusting to the new normal and they're starting to move. It does not mean that housing prices won't be suppressed. I think that they will. And I think that we'll have growth, but it'll be very moderate. And the only reason is due to lack of supply. There are states all over the country trying to figure out what to do about this and how to solve this problem. The problem is they're trying to solve it way too far. I mean, this is a problem that has a long tail end. You're talking about development. You're talking about tax incentives. You're talking about capital allocation. These things don't happen like a light switch. No matter what politicians think. This was a problem that they should have been tackling 6 years ago and seeing that we were so short of houses. So with that said, it's nothing they can fix anytime soon. The housing prices will continue to be high, but housing sales will pick up, housing starts will pick up, but we will not have probably any really relief from housing prices. That means that demand will pick up for storage, but it will not be like we saw obviously in 21, 22, or 2019. That's not gonna happen. Now, if we're in a recession and interest rates drop low and then maybe housing picks up, we might be able to see something that way, but it would take some pretty big dramatic moves. And also there's still no houses. So this just becomes kind of a problem and a reoccurring problem. A lot needs to change on that. But this is good news for us, good news for storage, everybody, because 2023 being the lows, 2024 picking up, just like we said, 2024 adjustment year and 2025 back onto normal. We love it. Looking forward to it. All right, everybody, let me know what you're seeing out there. Make sure you're following me on Instagram or Twitter and tell me what you think. And in your area, are you guys seeing higher demand or is it lower moving into spring this year? I'm so excited to know. Talk to you all soon. Thanks.
As you guys know, you adapt or die in business. And innovation is absolutely key to what you guys do in your business every single day. Storage is not exempt. So that's why we use Tenant Inc.'s Hummingbird and Mariposa platforms. Be sure to check them out in the link below.